Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BMAC, Bryant McFadden joining us right now. Man, we'd love to talk to him. All Things Covered is the podcast. Check it all out. Two-time champion of the world. He said he once introduced. No, he doesn't say that, but I always do it. BMAC, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We are great. I will ask a question, then step aside and give you the floor. You saw your former teammate, you saw your former Steeler brethren, Ryan Clark, say what he said about the Steelers yesterday, and BMAC said what?
He was dead on. You know, Ryan sees things from a different perspective than most fans, because he actually has on a uniform, and he knows exactly what goes through your body when you put that uniform on. Heck, you know, something goes through your body when you walk through the facility there on the south side with all the tradition and all the prestige that comes with rocking and wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. So he sees things from a different perspective because he understands what the standard is. And clearly, the standard hasn't been reached. And you saw Ryan only basically hit on defensively, the defensive issues, because that's near and dear to his heart. And if you're a Steeler fan, if you grew up a Steeler fan, one thing you were always basically guaranteed to see was people flying around hitting people in the mouth. It didn't matter exactly what was going on with the offense. But one thing you can hang your hat on is seeing a physical style of football defensively. People going at it like it was their last opportunity to go at it. And that's not what we're seeing. And if you played for the Steelers in years past, if you rooted for the Steelers your entire life, that has to be one of the more disappointing things that we're seeing from this team is the lack of energy, the lack of toughness, the lack of individuals imposing their will from what we grew up loving to see from Pittsburgh.
BMAC, you mentioned the thing that happens to you, the feeling that washes over you when you put on that jersey, right? Do you think too many of the guys in this organization now expect that when they put that jersey on, it's just gonna happen. It's just gonna be like a light switch gets flipped, and that they're not putting in the work. We've heard so much talk about practice lately that they're not putting in the work, or that they don't have the same blood and guts mentality that guys like you and Ryan Clark and Casey Hampton and Troy Polamalu had.
You know what? I don't want to make that assumption because I don't know exactly what is going through the minds of the players that are currently on the roster. But whatever is going on is not translating to game day, right? That's something that we all could agree on, even with you and me not being at practice every day. Whatever is going on is not translating to the football field on game day. So I think based on what I experienced when I was there, we had sound leadership. And I'm not saying this group doesn't have leadership, but when I was there, leaders made sure guys went at it like it was the last during the week of prep. And then it made the games easier because you was already prepared to go to battle because you went to battle Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you competed. And you fought hard. And if you didn't fight hard, there's a man behind you that wanted an opportunity, and you didn't want him to have that opportunity. It was friendly competition at its finest. And it was personal for us. It was very, very personal. We had guys who really didn't like the people we were playing against. I remember Joey Porter when I first got drafted in 2005. I was wondering why he was always trying to fight someone before the game started. Because it was personal for him. I used to always wonder why James Harrison used to walk around me mugging everybody that didn't have on a Steeler color. It was personal. I used to wonder why Ike Taylor was cussing out every wide receiver during pregame warm-up. Larry Foote going crazy. James Ferrier. These guys were, it was personal. And then when the game started, oh my goodness, it was an organized fight for four quarters.
Brian McFadden.
In play, out of play.
Joining us. This is spectacular. Hey, remember your time. Remember back to playing. Tell me about game day and how the defensive calls went. How much influence did Mike T have on making calls?
Well, he didn't have that much based on my time there because, you know, we had legendary Dick LeBeau, mm-hmm. The Fire Zone creator. And you know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of defenses that were pretty good. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of a few number one defenses, totally, you know, pass, defense, rushing, whatever the case may be. And throughout my time there, you know, Coach LeBeau was the man in charge. Now, I'm not saying Mike T didn't have any emphasis because, you know, he comes from a defensive background.
Right.
But when it came to, you know, mostly dialing up some heat for us, you know, on game day, you know, that was Dick LeBeau's thing. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I don't know what the current situation is. As far as, you know, who's calling plays and who's taking over during situational moments. But collectively, you know, everything needs to be improved. Everything needs to be ramped up fast because that's – you know what, guys? I'm going to keep it real with you. When I watched that Cincinnati yesterday, it was like we kind of came out flat, right? But the most discouraging thing that I'm seeing from our defense, guys, one thing we used to always emphasize – Dickie used to say all the time, one thing we won't allow is a team to run the football on us. That's not going to happen. We're going to make them not run the football. Secondary guys, we want them to throw. So understand that. But no one is going to run on our defense. The last 3 weeks, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense have allowed an average of 195 yards per ball game in the last three ball games. That's against Cincinnati, the Chargers, and the Detroit Lions, and a total of 7 rushing touchdowns in those 3 ball games. That is not the Steeler way. Because when you allow a team to run the football on you, they're basically walking into your house, turning your TV, going in your refrigerator and getting some cold juice and sitting down and just controlling the flow of your household when they don't pay one bill.
Playing your Xbox, too. They're playing your Xbox, B-Mac.
Well, I'm not an Xbox guy. I'm a PlayStation guy. So, you know, to each his own, whatever you have in your living room, they're going to play it as well. But think about that, though. Think about that stat. In the last 3 ball games, you played against Cincinnati, the Chargers, and the Lions. And right now, maybe only one of those teams may get an opportunity to get into the postseason. That's probably Cincinnati. But you allowed almost 200 yards on the ground.
Well, let me ask you this, B-Mac, former Steelers corner, CBS Sports football analyst. He's got the All Things Covered podcast with his cousin Patrick Peterson. Bryant McFadden with us here on the Fan Morning Show. A former teammate of yours, Chris Hoke, said about Devin Bush the other day, it looks like he's playing without any heart. Devin's a kid from your neck of the woods, Hollywood, Florida, right? When you look at Devin Bush right now, what do you see?
I'm not seeing the same player that I saw in high school when the Flanagan High School, one of the best linebackers to come out of Broward. I'm not seeing the same player that I saw at Michigan. And I'm not seeing the same player that I saw in this rookie campaign. Me personally, I don't know, is it more injury related or not being fully over that injury he sustained last year, which was the ACL, if not mistaken, or if it's more above the shoulder related, mentally. Or it could be a combination of both. Because it's not like Devin can't play, right? I just gave you a rundown of what he's been as a player, high school, collegiately, and now professionally, early in his professional career. But the guy we're seeing right now is not the same guy that got drafted to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round that had a phenomenal rookie campaign. So it might be a little bit of both, but I don't know. We don't know. You don't know. You know what I mean? But just from what we see, no, Hoke is dead on, but something is going on. And I remember, I go back to, you know, some of the things he was doing on social media during the summertime, during the offseason, you know, on Twitter. And it didn't seem like a normal Bush. You know what I'm saying? Everything was kind of a little, it seemed different. It was different, right? Mm-hmm. And now when you transition to what he's doing on the football field or the lack thereof, it's like, what's going on? And sometimes, as fans, I understand fans, they're heavily invested in the game. But you're not more invested than the actual people that's playing. No one hurts more than the guys that actually are playing the game. And sometimes fans need to be mindful of what they're saying and how critical they are of a particular player, because you don't know exactly what they're going through that's allowing a flow of criticism to come from anyone who's watching them play. Because mentally, there's a lot that players are going through. And when you combine the physical nature that people go through, players, it's something going on there that we don't know. But we know one thing, guys, we will all agree on. That's not the Devin Bush that we drafted. Not the Devin Bush that was flying around making plays with rookie campaign. And something is going on.
You know his dad? Have you talked to his dad at all?
I haven't spoken to his dad. Of course, you know, Florida State guy, Devin Bush. See, I haven't spoken to his dad in a while. You know, me personally, I'm pretty sure the team is, you know, keeping things intact, trying to figure out what's going on. But that's just my personal assessment. Because it'd be one thing if he came to the league and couldn't play, right? Then you'd be like, okay, well, you know, he just ain't got it. He just ain't that guy. But remember when his rookie campaign, man, it was like, uh-oh, that could potentially be the next great inside linebacker in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. And now everything's kind of flatlined, but something is going on. It could be the injury. You know what I mean? Might not be fully confident that he's 100% healthy. It could be mentally, you know, dealing with, man, I ain't really well, because I played the game before it hurt. And I can tell you this much, playing the game hurt and you know you hurt, you're going to be bad because you don't fully believe you can get the job done because of the physical issues that you're dealing with. But something is going on with 5-5, and I just tell fans who's listening to me right now, I understand you guys are invested. But think about it. You think you're more invested in the guys that are actually playing and losing? You think you feel worse than they feel? So be mindful of the things that you say, because you don't know exactly what players are going through that's allowing that flow of criticism.
Really great discussion. B-Mac, we appreciate it. I did see one Steeler not invested once. LeGarrette Blount was not invested, B-Mac. Can you give me that much at least?
Hey, it didn't work out as well as people thought for LeGarrette, but he had a heck of a career, though.
No, you're right.
In Pittsburgh, it didn't work out as well as people thought, but everywhere else, he had a heck of a career.
Absolutely. Great discussion. We appreciate it. As always, you're our guy, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, B-Mac.
Really... really interesting stuff. He kind of cut it in between understanding the fans and siding with the player a little bit, but understanding both sides of it. And that's why I would love talking to him.
Yeah.
Really do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.